Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Hi, everybody, it's Tara.
Hey, guys, it's Adam.
And today we have an upper intermediate lesson on private schools or public schools.
Yeah, so lately in the news, well, because it's, you know, education is a huge deal in China, we've heard a lot about certain private schools that are really, really serious about not just testing the students, but also the parents.
Right. So they have really high admission standards.
Yes.
And you have to jump through a lot of hoops to get admitted to these schools.
Okay, so today we've got an American, we've got a Chinese person. They're talking about private school versus public school. And you're going to find a lot of vocab that you can really use to talk about school.
Right. So there's a lot of useful language here about expectations and maybe frustrations with different situations. So even if you don't have kids that are going to school, you can still use the language in this lesson.
Absolutely. Okay, so once again, we've got Paul. He's an American. We've got Lillian. She's a Chinese person. And let's see what they have to say about public school versus private school.
Great.
Lillian, is your son starting elementary school in September?
Yes, he is. But don't get me started on that topic.
Why? Aren't you excited?
I have pretty mixed feelings about it. I mean, you have no idea how hard it is to get your kid into a good school here.
Even elementary school?
Yes. Many kindergarten children go to cram school just to prepare for elementary school interviews. Some elite private schools even vet parents and even grandparents before enrolling new students.
Wow, that's extreme. What about public schools?
Children are entitled to public schools near their homes, but the property prices near prestigious schools are outrageous. We even have a special term, shui chu feng, which means houses in a good school district.
It's pretty similar in the States. Since education is funded through property tax, rich neighborhoods tend to have better schools. But I think American parents overall are a bit more relaxed about schools than the Chinese.
Yes. Chinese parents will do whatever it takes to give our children an academic advantage. You know, one private school even gave parents a math test.
That's a little much. I don't think American private schools test parents during the admission process. Will your son be going to a private or public school?
Public. We are so lucky to be living right next to a great school.
Wow, that's great. You have a shui chu feng.
So we just heard the dialogue between Paul, the American, and Lillian, the Chinese person.
Right, and Paul asked Lillian right at the beginning, is your son starting elementary school in September?
Right, so elementary school, like primary school.
Primary school.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. When I was a kid, we said elementary school.
I said elementary school as well, and then secondary. And
right.
Yeah. And now, how does Lillian feel about this?
Well, we don't know exactly how she feels, but we can kind of tell she's not really happy.
Yes.
From one little phrase she uses.
But don't get me started on this topic.
Right. Don't get me started. if I start, then I'm going to just keep talking. And
right.
Keep talking.
And it generally means, I think, that you don't want to talk about it.
Yes.
But
yes.
You're going to talk about it.
It's always negative.
It's
right?
Negative.
Like,
yeah.
Don't get me started on the weather. Don't get me started on
the bad service at the restaurant.
Oh, just don't. You can even just use this phrase by itself.
Yeah.
Right. Don't get me started.
Because I won't stop.
And Paul's kind of confused here, right?
Yeah. Because
he wonders, isn't she excited?
Yeah. And she says she has pretty mixed feelings about it.
Okay. So here's a good little phrase if you're not sure how you feel about something. It's got good, you know, aspects to it, but also some bad ones.
Right. So she's kind of excited that her son is going to be going to school, But at the same time, she's a little sad, maybe, sure, that he's growing up and getting older.
Oh, he's going to leave the nest.
Yes.
Baby bird flying away.
Exactly. So you can also happy, sad, excited, or nervous, a little bit of both.
Yeah, anytime there's something you just don't have one clear emotional reaction to, right?
Like starting a new job.
Yeah, I have pretty mixed feelings about it. You know, the salary is really good, but the commute is really long.
Exactly. Great. And then she says, I mean, you have no idea how hard it is.
Right. So you don't know. You have no idea.
You have no idea. This is a great expression. I always use this when I'm frustrated and trying to share that with someone. You have no idea what I went through today trying to get home.
And even just, this is another one we can just use by itself, mm-hmm, too, right? You have no idea.
No idea.
Like, isn't traffic in Shanghai really, really bad? You have no idea.
Exactly. So really showing that emphasis that something's bad.
Yes.
Great. And now, this, maybe Paul thinks that this is pretty common for upper-level schools, but he is surprised, and he says even in elementary school?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised, too. But Lillian tells us that, you know, even these kindergarten kids, you know, the babies, mm-hmm, essentially, they have to go to cram school.
This is crazy to me.
Yeah.
So cram basically means stuff things inside.
Right. So not stuff as a noun here, right? It's like stuff as a verb.
Yes.
You're going to fit everything inside this smaller thing.
Right. And in this case, a cram school, you're cramming all that knowledge into your head. So lots of knowledge into a small space.
Like a child.
Like a child.
For example.
Exactly.
Now, the way we usually use this word cram is like when we were students, mm-hmm, when there's a test coming up, you know, you really should be studying the whole semester.
Constantly reviewing.
Reviewing all the time. Yeah. But most students, 90% of students, wait until the last minute.
So you have an exam at 9 a.m. You start studying at midnight.
Yes, and we call that cramming.
Yes.
You're cramming for the test.
And then, unfortunately, you forget everything as soon as you're done.
Education. It's amazing.
Yes.
Now, in terms of cram schools, mm-hmm, I know some of these are pretty popular.
Yeah. We've
got New Oriental, Good Future.
Great names.
Great name, right? and it makes sense because it's really, I guess parents really feel if they send these kids to their cram schools, they will have a good future.
Yeah. Right. So we'll actually say prep school to kind of mean preparatory.
Right.
You're preparing someone for something.
Mm, but even that kind of has meanings of like older.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So in our mind, we're not thinking of making, you know, five-year-old three-year-old Timmy, you know, cram for or prepare for elementary school.
Right, exactly. And in addition to requiring kids to go to cram schools before they even apply, some elite private schools are vetting parents and grandparents.
Okay, so a lot to unpack there.
Yes.
Elite, just sort of the cream of the crop.
The best of the best.
The best of the best.
Yes. So those top schools are vetting parents.
Okay, so this vet, this is not
your like dog's doctor.
The dog doctor or the old soldier.
Yes.
The word is the same, but this vet means more like check or examine.
Yeah, and kind of approve.
Definitely.
Almost.
Yes.
When you are applying for a visa, for example, you are getting vetted.
Yes,
by the government.
Or speaking of government, mm-hmm, if you get a government job,
right,
you will always need to be vetted first.
Yes, get security clearance for that. So in this case, we're using it as a verb.
Yeah. Okay. So we're vetting the parents and grandparents before enrolling new students.
Right. Having them register, allowing them to start going to school.
Exactly.
All right. So what does Paul think about that?
He sounds like he thinks it's extreme.
Yes.
A little bit too much.
Right.
So then he asks about public schools.
Mm-hmm. And children are entitled to attend public schools near their homes.
Okay, so they have that right.
Yes.
Or they deserve
Exactly. They deserve something. So when you live in a neighborhood with a school, the kid can go there.
Right. So entitled to, I mean, we use this a lot to, again, talk about certain rights or privileges.
Yes.
Canadians are entitled to
free healthcare.
Free healthcare.
Yes.
For one. There's many things, many benefits we are entitled to. But you did mention earlier something about, you know, like parents and children. Like, for example, my parents' generation feels that my generation, you know, is very, very entitled.
Right. So basically, young people, often millennials, think that they deserve so much without actually earning it.
Without earning it, right?
So they're entitled to a cell phone. Well,
yes.
They don't make payments.
Mm.
Sometimes they go over their limits. But why do they think they deserve it?
Exactly.
So it's kind of this feeling, I deserve it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And it's very, very often used. And they're now with prestigious schools. What about the neighborhoods there?
Well, for one, we should say that prestigious is talking about the word prestige, which it means honor.
Honor, fame, good reputation.
Right.
Yeah.
So these schools are, again, the best of the best. Everybody wants to go there.
Right. And so in those neighborhoods, prices are outrageous.
Yeah.
So outrage is a noun that means extreme anger.
Anger.
So outrageous.
Yes.
Is something that makes me upset.
Upset.
Really upset.
I really hope you guys were listening to the way Tara said that word just now, because it really is like outrageous. Yeah, you really want to show your rage by stressing that rage.
Right. One I know that I've used before was his behavior was outrageous.
The prices are outrageous.
Oh, exactly. So Lillian's saying that all kids are entitled to go to prestigious schools if they're in their neighborhood, but not many people can afford to live in those neighborhoods because the prices are outrageous.
They're outrageous.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a term that comes from Chinese that we could, I guess, translate very literally into English.
Yeah.
Xie Chufang, which is basically, I guess we could say, like, houses in a good school district.
Right. So a school district is kind of an area where all schools kind of, they're governed or regulated by a board, which is like a school district number.
Yeah, right.
A city can have many, many school districts depending on its size.
Sure.
And yeah, it's basically if you live in a good school district, you're going to have to pay the price.
Exactly. And I mean, even Paul says it's pretty similar in the States. Because in the States and in Canada, education is funded through property tax.
Right. So I own a condo.
Okay.
And because I own it, I have to every year pay property tax. And even though I don't have children, my taxes are going towards the elementary school that's 10 feet away.
Okay, and so that's an interesting phrase there, like going towards.
Because
the word we have here is
funded.
Fund, right? Funded.
Yeah.
But we kind of know fund as a noun, right? Like a trust fund, like a fund to save your money.
Yeah.
But here it's a verb.
Mm-hmm.
Basically means paying for.
Exactly. And it's usually putting money into a big pool.
Yes.
And then it's going to be given out.
Now, well, another way we probably see this word is funding.
Yes.
So again, a different noun.
Yeah.
But education funding comes from property tax.
Right. Exactly. And now, Paul's also saying that rich neighborhoods will have better schools.
Yeah, kind of obvious.
It kind of goes without saying.
Right.
But he says that American parents are a bit more relaxed about their children's education.
Right, just about schools in general, right? If you're more relaxed about something, you're just not worried as much.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like I went to a school that maybe was not the most prestigious, but it was fine.
You survived.
Yeah, I survived. I made lots of friends.
Exactly. You learned something along the way. Right. And then Lillian says, Chinese parents, on the other hand, will do whatever it takes.
Okay, whatever it takes.
Yes.
This just means they will do anything.
They will do anything necessary.
Anything necessary, that's
yes.
right.
Anything that has you have to do. If you need to sell your house to pay for your kids' education, you're going
to
do it.
That's right. So I'm trying to think, like, years ago, you know, I would do whatever it takes to make that girl fall in love with me. Whatever it takes.
Exactly. Or to whatever it took to buy a new car or to buy any car. If you had to work, you know, 40 hours a week kind of thing.
Whatever it takes.
Exactly. So what does Paul think about the fact that Chinese parents are willing to do whatever it takes to get their kids into schools?
He kind of has a similar answer to an earlier one when he said, oh, that's extreme.
Yeah.
Right here we're saying that's a little much.
Right. And you'd think a little much means just a little bit. But he's actually saying it's a lot.
Well, it's just too much.
It's too
right?
much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
In either way. And he doesn't think that American private schools would really do those kind of things that Chinese schools would do. For example, you know, giving the parents a math test, testing grandparents, you know, history knowledge or whatever it is.
Exactly.
During the admission process.
Right. So admission is letting in or letting someone into something. And so when you have to go through the application and the interviews and paying your deposit, all of that together is the admission process.
So we mentioned a word before, enrolled. How does enroll and admission relate?
Well, first you have to be admitted. Then you can enroll.
Right. Then you can be enrolled. Okay.
So you have to be let in first.
It's been a few years since I've been in school.
I think for me, it's been even longer.
Okay, so after all that talk about private schools, we actually discover that Lillian is sending her kid to public school.
Right, because they're very lucky to be living in a great neighborhood.
Right, and it sounds like Paul learned a phrase in Chinese.
He did.
So cultures are coming closer and closer together.
Exactly.
The world is getting smaller and smaller, and we should celebrate that by listening to the dialogue one more time.
Excellent.
Lillian, is your son starting elementary school in September?
Yes, he is. But don't get me started on that topic.
Why? Aren't you excited?
I have pretty mixed feelings about it. I mean, you have no idea how hard it is to get your kid into a good school here.
Even elementary school?
Yes. Many kindergarten children go to cram school just to prepare for elementary school interviews. Some elite private schools even vet parents and even grandparents before enrolling new students.
Wow, that's extreme. What about public schools?
Children are entitled to public schools near their homes, but the property prices near prestigious schools are outrageous. We even have a special term, shui chu feng, which means houses in a good school district.
It's pretty similar in the States. Since education is funded through property tax, rich neighborhoods tend to have better schools. But I think American parents overall are a bit more relaxed about schools than the Chinese.
Yes. Chinese parents will do whatever it takes to give our children an academic advantage. You know, one private school even gave parents a math test.
That's a little much. I don't think American private schools test parents during the admission process. Will your son be going to a private or public school?
Public. We are so lucky to be living right next to a great school.
Wow, that's great. You have a shui chu fang.
So I know from Jenny's experience recently, trying to get her sons into a private school, that the vetting process in Canada is pretty extreme.
Yeah, it's a little much, you could say.
It is a little much. And even though the parents don't have to take tests, like on math and history,
right.
They do perform due diligence checks.
Oh.
So checking to see if parents have criminal records, if they've made their money legitimately.
Well, that's always an interesting. Where does all this private school money come from?
Exactly.
It's always an interesting question.
Yeah. So let us know about your experience. Did you go to private school or public school? And maybe what are some of the benefits and disadvantages of each of those? Because I know that there's good and bad.
Sure. And absolutely. A lot of our listeners have children of their own. Mm-hmm. So how about your kids, putting them through to public school, private school, homeschool?
Homeschooling.
We have talked about homeschooling before. That is another option.
Yay. No, you don't have to wear pants to go to school.
Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening. Make sure to leave a comment below, and we'll see you next time.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Oh, sun, here we come.